Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Duluth Rundown, a podcast focused on the local Twin Ports running scene. My name is Tony Stensland with Tony Stensland Coaching.
And I am Mike Ward with Duluth Timing and Events.
All right, quick thank you before we get started to our sponsor of this episode, Austin Jaro, Duluth's original running store. That's the place to get your running shoes. Great advice from all the people that work up there. Check out their website, austin-jaro.com. They are also on Facebook and Instagram. Drive on up to their location on Central Entrance, just on the other side of where the Home Depot is, but on the other side of the road. Or give them a call, 218-722-1185. Thanks so much to Austin Jaro. All right, and we are back with the latest episode of the Duluth Rundown podcast. Mike, good to see you again on Skype. How have you been?
Yeah, I've been really good, Tony. Thank you very much, and I'm really excited. I'm hoping that we can start doing interviews in person again. You know, it's getting warmer. It's raining today again, I guess, but I'm hoping by next time we can get the microphones back out and do it in person and ditch the Skype. It's such a better sound quality, I know. So thanks for our listeners the bearing with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if it hadn't been raining today, we're recording this on Sunday the 11th, we could have done it in person for sure. And especially with our later on in the podcast, the interview section, John Carlson is my neighbor. So he just lives right down the street. So he could have walked down to us and could have made that work pretty well.
Oh, well, should we get started with the number 36? Are we in episode 36 already?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah. Yep. Let's do it.
Let's start with some upcoming races. We have a local classic coming up just as we record in less than a week on April 17th, 2021, is the Fickers 5K. Interesting with this race, it's full. The virtual race capacity is 200. That filled up. The in-person race capacity is 900, and that is full. So totally sold out. Either way, it is happening next Saturday, so definitely excited. I think, you know, and we'll talk about this later with John, you know, but really exciting to see that Grandma's Marathon is really spearheading kind of a template to get races done. So it's going to be great to see how this goes, and encouraging to see a race of this size, 900, you know, locally get off the ground. So,
yeah, that should be fun to see some results on that. I think that's going to be a fast course again. It comes a little bit different than it was, goes out on London Road and comes back on the Lake Walk. So that'll be interesting. I think that's going to work really well. Keep people somewhat separated a little bit too, a little safer aspect to do it that way. So it'd be kind of cool to see.
Yeah. Moving on to trails report. Trails are closed. It's the spring kind of wet season, the spring thaw. If you search Duluth Parks and Rec, the trail conditions, you can find the Duluth Natural Surface Trails webpage. And that's a great place to monitor all the local trails, whether it be, you know, Superior Hiking Trail, Duluth Traverse, or any other, you know, local trails. And right now it's just a blanket closure, and really for good reason. I mean, with the blanket closure, I know we've talked about this. Sometimes there are trails that dry out quicker, and it's a bummer to see those still technically closed and you want to do the right thing. Well, it's been raining cats and dogs lately. It's probably swampy on every single trail that you'll see. So stay off the trails. Good time to run on the pavement.
Or the gravel roads.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a good segue, Tony, to our newest segment of our rundown portion, the Route of the Week.
Yeah, Mike, you and I were talking about this kind of as soon as we wrapped up our last episode about different routes in Duluth, and you had mentioned that that would be a kind of a cool segment, and because there are some kind of iconic routes that people talk about here in Duluth,
And I thought, yeah, that's a cool idea. I always love hearing different routes that people run, especially if they, you know, this is my normal route that I like to do. This is my 5 mile route. This is my half marathon route, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And I know that I've got a couple, three that I do constantly. One of them, my little 6 mile route, it's it's officially about 10K from my house. I was shown to that. Jaro showed me that one. I think for him, it's a 7 mile route, and I live a little closer up than he does, and so it's a 6 miler for me. But I run that route all the time, and I really enjoy it. It's super hilly, but it's a lot of fun. So the route of the week that I was going to talk about, and I was talking about this route in our last podcast, but the Triple Crown, a very hilly run. There's three main hills on it, hence the name Triple Crown. I was trying to think who taught me the Triple Crown. It might have been Dave Schuneman, maybe Greg Robertson. Those were two guys that, when I first moved to Duluth, they showed me a lot of different places to go run, and they had been in Duluth longer than I had, so they knew these spots. And Dave, also being kind of involved in the biking world, I know a lot of cyclists ride the Triple Crown as well, so it may have come from the cycling side more than the running side. I'm not sure, but it's a great route. And three big hills. Strand is one, Riley Road is another one, and Pleasant View. And typically, at least how I do it, you do them in that order. So if I were to explain the route, I would start it from my house and I run out Vermilion past Martin Road. But if you, for someone who's maybe just kind of wants to try it once, I would park at the Martin Road snowmobile parking lot. I think it's the CJ Ramstead Trail. I would park there. And then as you head out of the parking lot onto Martin Road, you quick take a left or north on Eagle Lake Road. And you follow that up to Tisher. You take West Tisher to the right. That's going to take you towards Jean Duluth and past Billy's Bar. And you can continue on Tisher. And Tisher itself has got a couple of pretty good sized hills that we don't even count in the Triple Crown, at least in this route. So that you have a sense that this route is pretty hilly. And then you just take West Tisher all the way down, and then that road curves and kind of becomes North Tisher. And North Tisher will take you up to the Lakewood School and Strand Road, and that's where you take a left. And you look up, and there's Strand Hill staring right back at you. It's a long grind, pretty steep and long. The longest of the Triple Crown hills for sure, but not the steepest. The other two are steeper. Anyway, you climb up Strand, you take a quick left on, once you get to the peak, you take a left on Washburn, and then you've got a nice downhill actually for a while. You come down Washburn, and you go across West Tisher, and you keep on going on Washburn, and then that road turns to the right, and that becomes Riley, and then boom, another hill is staring you right in the face, and Riley's very steep, so you're a little intimidated, but you just kind of plug along up Riley. And that's going to bring you back to Jean Duluth. When you get on Jean Duluth, you take a left, run along Jean Duluth for a little while. You're going to go past the little gas station. You're going to go past Martin Road again. And then not too long after Martin Road, maybe a quarter mile, on the right is Pleasant View. And so you run up Pleasant View, and that's the third of the Triple Crown. And I feel like it's the steepest. It might be the shortest, but I feel like it's the steepest of the three in that one. And or you're just so tired, it just feels like the steepest of the three. And then you take Pleasant View, and then however you want to get back home. Those are the three from the Triple Crown. So for me, I would take a left on Vermilion, or you would take a right on Vermilion and go back to the Martin Road lot if you wanted to. But those are the three, and that's pretty much the route that I do. That's the order that I do it in every time. Really fun and difficult, but rewarding route.
Cool.
Mike, have you done it?
No, I never have, actually. Not all three. So I'm curious, what's the minimum distance to get all three of the hills of the Triple Crown in one run?
If you start from Martin, if you just do the hills, I don't know. Yeah, 8 miles, maybe? Something like that. That's
just to string it together. Just to string them together, the minimum, you know, so... If I'm running from my house, it takes me, you know, 3-4 miles to get out to that area anyways. So, you know, I'm looking at, 12 in that case is what you're saying or something?
Yeah, there's plenty of other roads out there if you want to add some distance. I mean, I've made it an 18-miler by adding other routes from my house as well, and then throwing in the Triple Crown. I also I've biked it, and it's probably harder to bike, I feel like. And I also ride a single speed, so it's harder to climb the hills on the single speed.
Yeah.
Especially because I gear it pretty stout. I think I'm 42/16 for my gearing, so it makes the uphills pretty darn tough, especially Pleasant View.
Yeah.
But running it is hard too.
Fun. Cool. Well, I think with this new segment, Route of the Week, any of our listeners out there should comment, email us, comment on our Facebook. However, let us know what your favorite route is, and if you want to shout out your favorite local Duluth Superior area running routes, and you know, especially in the shoulder season, if you know, trail runners, you're looking for a good road spot to go or whatever the case may be. I think it'd be super fun to hear from our listeners, see what their favorite routes are.
Yeah, I agree. I would love it. That would be super, super fun. And then Mike, you and I can go and run those routes and see what they're like.
Yeah, right. Route review of the week. New segment. No, I'm just kidding. I do have a review though, a gear review.
Nice.
I picked up a new pair of shoes. I was looking for, you know, trails are closed. I'm doing some road miles. I was looking for kind of like a big, clunky, just plodder, as I call them. Yeah, I can just plod along, nothing fast, you know, get it a half size, full size up. And so I tried on several different types of kind of max cushion shoes and ultimately settled with the Saucony Triumph, which really fit the bill for what I was looking for. And I found that it was a good balance for me between kind of a more rigid or a little bit stiffer shoe, but also it had kind of the responsiveness or softness that I like in a plodder. So the new Saucony Triumph, I forget which number it is, but it felt good. I tried on several different pairs and Saucony Triumph beat out. And I will say though, it looks like I should be like, you know, mowing the lawn and sending my kid off to college. Like it's a pretty non-flashy kind of dad shoe looking style, just like a gray with like a light red type accent. It's, I didn't buy it based on the look. I will just put it that way.
No, but it serves its purpose.
Right. I'll get some good miles out of it, especially this spring. So, Saucony Triumph. Recommended.
Nice.
I think the last section we have here, kind of a short rundown, Tony, is what I'm into. I know that you have a few things that you've been into lately. Let's hear it.
Well, actually, yeah, one big one, and this isn't even running related, but Mike, you know that we had ordered a sauna kit a long time ago. I've been talking to you about it. Well, it finally arrived on Monday. The kit arrived, and so I've been building a sauna all week. it's been a lot of fun. We still are waiting for the electrician to come and hook up the heater, and then I can put the roof on once that's done. And then I have just a couple of things, a little door latch I got to make or buy. I prefer to make one if I could. Little bit of duckboard left for the flooring, but otherwise that's actually ready to go. So we're super close to sauna time.
Wow.
At our house. So I'm pretty excited.
Very fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, what else? Anything else to report on today, or just kind of a nice short rundown section?
Yeah, just a nice short rundown section. I feel like it's going to be fun, though. For those of you listening, we recorded our interview with John before we did this rundown section. So I you know, tune in to that because it was a lot of fun talking to John and hearing his stories. So tune into the interview section coming up next.
Well, let's get into that right now. And I guess that being said, that's a wrap on the Duluth Rundown episode 36.